Reading Matters, Fall 2021, Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121, 2783. 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. Phone 206-615-0400. Toll free 800-542-0866. WTBBL at sos.wa.gov, www.wtbbl.org. That all may read. From the Director, by Danielle Miller. Happy fall. This is one of my favorite times of the year. When the leaves change and there's a little chill in the air, there's nothing better than curling up with a good book. With our new Duplication on Demand, DOD, custom book service, it's easier than ever to have the books you want the way you want them. To make the process of producing DOD cartridges more efficient, we moved equipment to a bigger room in the shipping department. The new space provides a better layout, with all the supplies in one space and a streamlined workflow. The shipping staff duplicates approximately 250 cartridges a day, with an average of 7 books per cartridge. That's almost 9,000 books a week, resulting in some of our highest circulation numbers in recent years. In addition to relocating the DOD equipment, we are preparing for some big upgrades to the WTBBL building. We will replace all the original 1948 single-pane plate glass windows, as well as other windows around the building. We will also install new garage doors and upgrade our security and building access systems. By doing these needed upgrades, we are investing in the future of our building and improving its security and efficiency. We worked with a design firm for a new donor wall in the public area to honor many of our past and future contributors. The donor wall is very colorful and doubles as a beautiful art installation. Donors who contributed $50,000 and more are recognized in colored acrylic blocks with their names in print and braille. The donor wall also features birds in flight and the words, "That all may read." All WTBBL donors are recognized in our newsletter, and we truly appreciate the support we receive. We couldn't do so much of what we do without you. Have a wonderful holiday season and happy reading. Planning for Our Future, by Sarah Jones. Washington State Library is in the midst of planning for the new Library Archives Building, slated to open in late 2024. The new building will house the State Library and Washington State Archives, as well as the Office of the Secretary of State's Elections, Corporations, Operations, and Community Programs Divisions. The state-of-the-art building designed by the Miller-Hull Partnership will celebrate our natural environment and provide improved access while protecting critical documents in the library and archives collections. According to Secretary of State Kim Wyman, quote, "From the beginning, the architects have listened to the vision for this building, including the history, geography, commerce, and political diversity, to create a design with all of this in mind," unquote. The new building aspires to be an extension of the state legislative building as the People's House. "I am working in a number of ways to plan for this building, including its aesthetics and presentation of Washington's treasures. These treasures include some 2,000 volumes and reference materials purchased by the territory's first governor, Isaac Stevens, who had them shipped around Cape Horn. He also asked for documents and published archives from the executives of each U.S. state and territory, and from a number of learned societies. These items comprise the original territorial collection." The books were Governor Stevens's attempt to civilize the frontier. The territorial collection laid the foundation for what would later become the Washington State Library. It included Alexis de Tocqueville's Democracy in America, which captured his impressions of the nation in 1831 and its founding principles, and An Account of Expeditions to the Sources of the Mississippi by Major Zebulon M. Pike, an 1807 survey of the American South. Knowing about the rich, unique, and compelling collections we preserve for Washingtonians statewide has me wondering how to best present our treasures in their new environment. I recently visited the New York Public Library and its Treasures exhibit, which opened September 24th. The exhibit's goal is for visitors to, quote, encounter extraordinary objects in person and to transform what we know and help us understand our world and each other, unquote. You can see the treasures on display at https://www.nypl.org/spotlight/treasures. We look forward to displaying Washington's treasures at the new Library Archives Building. Youth Services News by Aaron Groth. Autumn leaves are falling and winter is on its way. WTBBL's Youth Services Department has been making changes too, with the addition of several large print, audio, and braille books to the collection. Monthly deliveries of new young adult and middle grade large print are particularly exciting. Take a look at our online catalog to see what's new. Virtual multisensory storytime continues to be a popular program during the pandemic. We miss our in-person playtime, but it's good to know there are over 30 storytime videos available on demand on the library's YouTube and Facebook pages. Storytime kits are also still available to families of interested storytimers. Contact us if you'd like to receive a kit, which you can keep. In other news, the popular Pen Pal program will return this spring. Watch for more information on this great opportunity for students to make a friend and connect through large print or braille letter writing. Elementary, middle, and high school students are encouraged to participate. Links to register can be found at wtbbl.org. If you'd like a paper form, call 206-615-1253. Did somebody say Braille? The 2022 Braille Challenge is coming soon. Each year, WTBBL hosts a regional challenge for Braille readers and writers in grades 1 through 12. This year's event will again be virtual, but that won't stop us from having a ton of fun, sending out swag bags, and engaging in online group activities. Regional winners have a chance to win a trip to California and compete on the national level. For more information and the link to register, visit the Youth Services page on our website. Want to stay in the know on all things Youth Services? Remember to sign up for DOTS, WTBBL's Youth Patron Newsletter, a bi-monthly email bulletin to keep you up to date. The link to sign up can be found on our website's Youth Services page. New Books in Braille by Ed Godfrey. WTBBL's Braille Production Department and its volunteers have been working hard to make more locally produced books available to our patrons. Here are some of the latest titles. BRW 8690, The Spokane River, edited by Paul Lindholt. The Spokane River runs from Lake Coeur d'Alene to the Columbia River, shaping the land and its history. This collection of essays covers the river's history, geology, and the effects it has had on the people living on its banks. 2018, transcribed by Ed Godfrey. BRW 8702, The Price Guide to the Occult, by Leslie Walton. Nora Blackburn, a teen who comes from a long line of witches, hides her ability to communicate with nature and lives in constant fear of the return of her abusive mother. But the arrival of a mysterious book disrupts Noor's careful plans. Strong Language, for senior high and older readers. 2018, transcribed by Ed Godfrey. BRW 8741, A Peach for Big Jim, by Lisa Belmont. Mills Hollow, South Carolina, 1947. Young Chloe Mason knows better than to associate with blacks, especially Big Jim, but they become friends after he saves her life. Sometimes friendship is dangerous. Some Strong Language and Violence, 2019, transcribed by Gail Visioni. BRW 8740, The Apocalypse Factory, Plutonium and the Making of the Atomic Age, by Steve Olson. The author of Eruption, DBC 06749 and BRW 8646, presents a chronicle of the development of mass production and weaponization of plutonium at the Hanford Nuclear Facility in Washington State during World War II and the bombing of Nagasaki, discusses prominent scientists including Enrico Fermi and the impact on the surrounding town. 2020, transcribed by Gail Visione. WTBBL is loaning free Braille e-readers to patrons as part of a National Library Service pilot program. There's still time to get one. Contact the library if you are interested in taking advantage of this opportunity. New audiobooks from WTBBL by John Pye. Fall is here, and with the cooler weather and shorter days comes more time for a good book. The following list includes books newly recorded at WTBBL. DBC 15576, To Protect and Serve, How to Fix America's Police, by Norm Stamper. Seattle's former police chief calls for a new model of policing, particularly in the current social climate. Stamper argues for community-based police departments where there is citizen participation in all forms of policing. 2016, narrated by Greg Porter. DBC 6982, Lucifer's Bank, The Untold Story of How I Destroyed Swiss Bank Secrecy, by Bradley Birkenfeld. Bradley Birkenfeld was an American banker working in Switzerland, where he cheerfully helped very rich people hide money. Then he found out he was being set up by the bank to take the fall. 2016, narrated by Winfield Hobbs. DBC 184, The Trapped Girl, by Robert Dugoni. When a woman's body is found in a crab pot, Seattle detective Tracy Crosswhite has to identify the body before the killer can be caught. The fact that the victim went to great lengths to disguise herself before her death is just the first layer of deceit in this case. 2017, narrated by Courtney Maharis. DBC 6994, Puget's Sound, A Narrative of Early Tacoma and the Southern Sound, by Murray Morgan. A Pacific Northwest historian tells the story of Tacoma from the first time the city's site was seen by Europeans in 1792 to the creation of Fort Lewis in 1916. Lumberjacks, Chinese laborers, industrialists, and speculators were among the people who built the city. 2003, narrated by Deborah Godfrey. DBC 19186, Patriarchy Blues, by Rena Priest. Poems by the Washington Poet Laureate about people, love, and keeping on regardless. 2017, narrated by the author. We have some new youth patron material. DBC 15552, Dragonswood, by Janet Lee Carey. Tess and two friends flee their village when she is accused of being a witch. They are given shelter by a mysterious huntsman in the forbidden Dragonswood, where Tess discovers the truth about herself. Some Violence, 2012, narrated by Roz Wilkes. DBC 15795, Enzo's Very Scary Halloween, by Garth Stein. When Halloween comes around, Enzo doesn't know what to expect. Jack-o'-lanterns light up the streets, giant spiders weave webs on porches, ordinary lawns become creepy graveyards, and every child and dog transform into a creature of some kind, including Enzo. 2016, narrated by Greg Porter. Announcing a CCTV Lending Program, by Alice Klein. The Washington State Department of Services for the Blind, DSB, is excited to partner with WTBBL for a much-anticipated desktop video magnifier, or CCTV, lending program. What is a CCTV? A desktop CCTV is a low-vision aid that consists of a camera with a strong zoom lens, a large flat monitor, and lighting. In addition to magnification, sometimes up to 70 times, video magnifiers include enhanced text contrast and text-to-speech functions. What can I do with a CCTV? There are many uses for these devices, such as reading magazines and letters, viewing family photos, writing checks, completing crossword puzzles, and engaging in favorite crafting hobbies. How can I receive a CCTV? Current WTBBL patrons can receive a CCTV by becoming a client of the DSB Independent Living, IL, program. The IL program is for people 24 and older who are experiencing difficulty performing customary life activities due to vision loss. IL services are provided to people who are unemployed, seeking employment, or attending school. The IL program offers far more than just CCTVs. It teaches people with vision loss new skills and provides other aids and devices needed to live independently. As a client of the IL program, you will be contacted by a local DSB-approved community service provider who will help you choose the device that best suits your needs and train you on how to use the CCTV. Request services from the IL program at https://dsb.wa.gov/resources/request-services. How long is the loan? And most importantly, is it free? The loan of the CCTV is free. And just like the talking book players, it is yours to keep as long as you are using it. We will follow up periodically to see if you would like to continue using your device or return it. What models are available? Clearview C Full HD Speech, Clearview C 24-inch Full HD, Merlin Ultra HD, Merlin Elite Pro, Acrobat Ultra HD 20-inch or 24-inch monitor, DaVinci Pro. If I have questions about the lending program, who should I ask? Alice Klein is the program coordinator with the Independent Living Program. You can call her at 206-543-3616 or email alicege15@uw.edu. She can provide additional information about both the CCTV lending and IL programs. UW-directed fieldwork pays off. Over the summer, WTBBL hosted two graduate students from the University of Washington's Information School. Lauren and Jake are both working towards earning a master's degree in library and information science. As part of their studies, they collaborated with us on two projects. Lauren Califano. My name is Lauren Califano, and I am a library and information science student at the University of Washington. The library program at UW offers students an opportunity to work with and learn from a librarian for summer-directed fieldwork. I was so excited to be able to work with WTBBL. My project was to catalog the new foreign language audiobooks that WTBBL began receiving from around the world. I learned that the United States joined the Marrakesh Treaty in 2018 to facilitate access to published works for persons with print disabilities. I was immediately impressed that publishers, librarians, and volunteers have come together to share resources that make a tremendous impact on the lives of blind and visually impaired patrons worldwide. For my project, I reviewed each catalog record from the Marrakesh Foreign Language Collection and researched the subjects of the books using information from NLS and, if available, translated versions. I then learned how to use the library circulation system to add the subject to these foreign language audiobooks. Adding subjects ensures the books can circulate to patrons. There were many interesting discoveries in cataloging the new collection. The result will be more of these books finding their way into patrons' hands. This foreign language audiobook collection from the Marrakesh Treaty is truly a marvel and will delight and positively impact readers statewide. Jake Lackner. I am a student in the University of Washington's Master of Library and Information Science program. This summer, I completed a directed fieldwork project in which I analyzed WTBBL's collection of materials on Native American and Indigenous peoples and determined which books should be weeded out and which new books should be purchased. Unfortunately, librarians, and especially library students, don't have time to read every book. The traditional view of the librarian is that of an effortlessly superior expert dispensing wisdom to the masses. But modern librarians depend on secrets and shortcuts of their own. Book reviews, social media groups, Discord, etc. Indeed, librarians ask far more questions than patrons do. I felt this lack of knowledge very acutely during this project. I had no familiarity with Native American and Indigenous literature and cultural history. My guiding principle was to trust authentic voices. I depended on websites like American Indians in Children's Literature and the American Indian Library Association's Youth Literature Award winners. I recognized that they were the experts and I was a novice. Their knowledge and expertise were the foundation of my work and led me to books like Hyde E. Erdrich's New Poets of Native Nations and Gary Robinson's Standing Strong. In addition to book recommendations, part of my project was finding Native-owned bookstores where WTBBL could make purchases. Among the different libraries I've encountered, WTBBL is unique in its humility and empathy. A superior attitude would immediately alienate patrons and destroy the potential for community relationships. The WTBBL staff intentionally build partnerships with their patrons that put them on an equal footing. WTBBL librarians plan to work alongside Native American volunteer readers to record audiobooks and host library programs that feature contemporary Native American voices. Library school classes are concerned with the values, approach, and the perspective to inspire people to enter your library. Without a doubt, I have learned so much about how librarians should position themselves and interact with their patrons at WTBBL. It's always a bit frightening, if not embarrassing, to admit you are ignorant, but when you let go of your status, you can start seeing other people as equals. Thank you to our July 1 to September 30, 2021 donors. Thank you to all our patrons and donors who contribute so much to our organization. The last year and a half has been challenging, and we are incredibly grateful for the outpouring of support we have received. Your gifts continue to help strengthen our organization and our mission, ensuring that all may read. If you have questions regarding a gift to our organization, contact Laura Mott at laura.mott@sos.wa.gov or 360-902-4171. James Adamson, Leonard Allen, Lori and Lyle Anderson, Deanne and Michael Andrews, Anonymous, 5 donors, Mira Arcia, Lydia and David Arnold, Nikki Askoff, Robert Auslander, Deborah and Peter Baker, Kathy and Rex Barrington, Francette and Jim Beeler, Christine and Dale Biddle, Nelson Black, Leona Blahak, Juliana Bettner, Philip Bransford, Penelope Bridgman, Julie and Stephen Brommers, Cynthia and Ron Bush, Ursula Buteau, Michael Butler, Delia and David Byers, Ann Carr, Diane Cavanaugh, Lynn and Robert Chase, Preetha Chatterjee, Phyllis Christie, Philip Collette, Patricia Combs Blake, Billy Cox, Marence Craw, Virginia and Arthur Crow, Robert Daniel, Darlene and Herbert Dahl, Gunther Dose, Leslie Dreis, Margaret Dunbar, Donald Eddy, Betty Edwards, David Elliott, Alberta Finley, Barbara Fisk, Joy Fletcher, Jenny Fott, Jean Frank, Candace Frasher, Edna Fujihara, Arlene and Floyd Funk, Vijay Garimella, Adair Gates, Janet Gibbons, Sharon and Marvin Giese, Susan and Bjorn Jolmesley, Patrick Graham, F5 Networks, Donna Hall, Eileen Hamamoto, Lisa Hansen, Judith and Earl Hawkins, Sylvia Hayden, Maxine Healy, Marianne Heidecke, Janet Caviezel and Paul Hermes, Marion Hirth, Louise Heiliman, Betty Hill, Ada Honda, Dawn and Dan Humphrey, Cheryl Ishida, Betty Issel, Phyllis Jessen, Helen and Bud Johnson, Jane Goodridge and Herbert Johnson, Patricia and Daryl Johnson, Sue Johnson, Hannah Karras, Mary Cato, Patricia and Robert Kautz, Juana Lee Killian, Barbara and Donald Kussler, Mary Lamont, June Lane, Edna Logan, Jenny Louie, Alice and William McDonald, M. Diane Manning, Jan and John Mantle, Dorothy Marks, Christine and Glenn Masters, Mary Matson, Deanna Matson Walker, Norma and John McGregor, Kathleen McKee, Gwyneth and Gary McLaren, Alma Merrill, Louise Middleton, William Miles, Rebecca Heavily and Donna Miller, Vincentina Minincelli, Winnie and George Moore, Elaine Morgan, Nia Neve Mukherjee, Cheryl Murphy, Doris Niemeyer, Francis Nishi, Leanne Nishi Wong, Juanita Peterson, Richard Pettit, Patricia Pidcock, Ph.D., Virginia Price, Charity Ranger, Ladene Rantala, Yvonne and Jack Redman, Margaret and Theodore Sabine, Kathy Schimke, Estate of Ada M. Schreier, Birgit Schroeter, Wilma Schunke, Rebecca Scott, Susan Schell, Charles Sickles, Maria Sirotnikova, Kathy Skipper, Kimberly and Colleen Smart, Thelma Smith, James Snell, Alma Solar, Dolores Sprague, Mary Standerfer, Constance and Maynard Steffen, Christopher Stone, Norman Stroitker, William Stolbarg, Miriam Stutzman, Kathleen Sullivan, Nancy Suter, Marilyn Sutkus, Alice Svack, Paula and Robert Swan, Carol Swain, Frida Tesch, Mary Doreen and Leonard Tarr, Donna and Richard Thorkildsen, Jean and Rex Tolstrup, Sharon and Donald Tucker, George Tutt, Roberta and Frank Vidos, Sally Waddell, Susan Wallerstein, Anita Warmflash, Jean Whitaker, Patricia Whitaker, Grace Williams, Beverly Whitty, Phyllis Woodman, Kim Wyman, Robert Zimmerman. In memory of Coco, Patricia Edlin, Marilyn Miller, Suzanne Eng, Chuck Plessner. In honor of Ardith Kling, Joyce Roslin. Give to WTBBL's annual fund at www.wtbbl.org. This has been Reading Matters for Fall 2021 from the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library, 2021 9th Avenue, Seattle, Washington, 98121-2783. Your volunteer reader has been Greg Porter.